The announcement this week that diplomatic relations with Cuba are being reestablished is being hailed as positive news by agricultural interests. National Corn Growers Association First Vice President Rob Elliott of Illinois just returned from a trade mission to Cuba.
Cuba imports about 35 million bushels of corn, and we last year got about 15% of that. So certainly there's an opportunity there for U.S. Grain imports to Cuba if we can get the thing opened up. And certainly if their economy begins to pick up, their ability to buy food and import corn will only go up as well. So kind of makes sense, the opportunities and the announcement this week of opening up the embassies and the like. So we'll see what happens.
Elliott says the Cubans are especially interested in learning more from the U.S. about poultry and dairy production.
They have very little poultry production from a standpoint of broilers or eggs, and their dairy industry has really declined over the last several years, and they import a lot of powdered milk. So it would seem to make sense if they could bolster those two industries, the need for corn imports would go up. So they eat a lot of rice and beans there, so it's kind of a skimpy diet, and additional meat would be a good thing for those folks.
Chandler Gould with the National Farmers Union says, with the U.S. and Cuba opening embassies in each other's countries, that brings us a step closer to normalizing trade relations after a decades-long embargo.
The reason the embargo was put in place did not work. We've seen that with embargoes and sanctions in the past. The only people that suffer are the citizens themselves. And so the restoring of diplomatic relations between the two countries and financial transactions will help boost commodity exports. And not only a lot of just our raw commodities do they have a need for, but, you know, also a lot of our processed commodities and value-added products will be a huge benefit to that country. You know, if we're willing to trade with the China and Vietnam and other countries that are under a communist regime, there's no reason we should not trade with a country that's 90 miles from us. By reestablishing the embassies and diplomatic relations, this is a huge step in the right direction to uplifting the Cuban citizens and also being able to open additional markets for the United States and for U.S. family farmers and ranchers.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.